Podtacular, episode 191. Multiplayer tips for maps of the month, which is Rat's Nest and Orbital for the week of May 31st, 2009.
Well, I thought that went pretty good. What do you think?
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am G, the G-Man Lewis.
And I am Johnny 12 Gauge.
From Too Old to Play. He's a geezer.
Old fart. Warning, old fart.
Old man alert. So you want to tell us about your times during the Depression?
Nah. I don't think
I'm not that old.
Back in my day,
ironically, I'm probably the younger guys in the clan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If we may ask, for non-other reasons, you can actually not tell us the truth, but how old roughly are you?
I am 28.
28. How old? You have to be 25 to be in Too Old to Play, right?
Is that correct. Little... 25 years or older. We do have guys... We have a couple guys pushing 60 there in the clan.
Whoa. They play Halo?
Absolutely.
Dude, we got a plan match. Plan match. Now the youngins versus the oldies. It's going to be Soldier Boy versus Dean Martin.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. My money's on Dean. But.
Was the saying age and treachery overcomes youth and skill? Is that the saying?
I don't know.
But, you've never been wrong before, so I would assume that you were
correct. I don't know about anyway, that.
I know I'm excited to have Johnny on. I don't know about you, Dusty.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Excited to be here. I appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, well, we appreciate you taking the time to come on.
No problem.
Hopefully it doesn't take too long.
So you're from Too Old to Play. And
yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about them, other than the fact that it's obviously older gamers.
Absolutely.
Like, maybe
it,
how
it
you
is
got...
A, good?
No, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, it is a website for older gamers. You have to be 25 or older to get in there. And I represent a Halo clan on there called Too Old to Play Halo, naturally enough. But, we do have, The site itself encompasses multi-platforms, you know, multiple games, PC games, you know, people play anything from Call of Duty, Gears of War, Halo 3, PS3, World of Warcraft, you name it. You know, there's a clan on the site there for, you know, any older gamer that's trying to seek a little salvation from the land of the Timmies.
Pong, Tetris, you know.
Yeah, old school. Gattaca, or no, not Gattaca. Yeah, Galaga. Whatever that game is.
Galaga, right?
Well, I guess. I don't
Galactica,
know.
Something like that.
I thought it was Galaga.
Pac-Man.
Yeah, Pac-Man. That's what
cool. So, like, what makes up the majority of games or play for Too Old to Play?
I'd say the majority of the members would be Xbox Live users. There is a following of, you know, PlayStation and, you know, Nintendo Wii and, you know, PC gamers, but I would say the bulk of it's going to be, you know, your Xbox 360 user.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And I think the last time we checked, I think they're pushing probably 18,000 members.
Wow.
Yeah, the last time I checked there.
That's impressive.
Pushing the age and they're pushing the members. Look at
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Real good. Anyway, yeah, that's pretty cool. I've Too Old to Play has been around for a long time. I remember when Podtech first started, Yeah, I think it was it Doty Rock or Diddy Rock or something who used to be on the show?
Yeah, Doty Rock, yes.
Yeah, or is he still on? I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's still the man.
And he was, I believe we either had him or one of the other guys on the show before, on Podtacular before. It was a while, okay. A long time ago. And they're just some good guys. I mean, I check it out. And, you know, it's just a good website. It's like good community full of people. But you don't really hear too many problems coming from too old to play, which is good. You don't hear any beef.
No, just no.
Hold hard fun. And they have a lot of, if you're over 25, check it out. They do a lot of stuff. I'm not even joking. They do. Boy, they do a lot of stuff. If you think Gamertag Radio does a lot of stuff, check out what Too Old to Play does. They do a lot.
There's always something different going on. Different tournaments. And they do have a podcast, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about tournaments, you have one coming up this summer. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do. We are running a charity drive for Child's Play Charity to, gamers playing for gamers, basically.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know, a little side note, if you guys don't remember, the first two Halo things for Child's Play were won by teams of Podtacular. If you didn't, and I was on both teams.
I did not know that.
And we won money, and I think we ended up donating the money to the PayPal or something to the Podtacular. But anyway.
Awesome.
Yeah, we ended up winning. So hopefully we can get a team in there. Or is it going to be a team, or how's it going to go?
Well, actually, we did this will be our second fundraiser. We did one last year, aptly named the Boonathon. And this year we chose to do Child's Play Charity. And last year it was more of a charity drive based around our clan and Halo only. You know, we had inter-clan events and, just anything to kind of raise money. You could just straight out make a donation, or, I mean, we had people putting bounties on other clan members' heads, like, look, if you send me a clip of you teabagging this guy, I'm going to donate $10 to the charity. it was pretty cool.
First person snipes Dustorm in the face with a no-scope and gets it, $10.
That's exactly what it was. But this year, it's not only site-wide on Too Old to Play, but we're going to be reaching out to other communities as well. And we're not just doing Halo. We're doing Gears of War, Rock Band, Guitar Hero, Call of Duty, and Halo 3, Forza 2, just to name a few there.
Any Halo Wars going? Any Halo Wars at all, maybe?
I have not heard anything about Halo Wars, actually.
Okay.
But I'll see if maybe we can incorporate that.
Yeah, we can I know Podtacular would show up. At least I know I would. I can't speak for Duststorm, but
nah, I got work. It seems like Halo Wars is still a little young for the tournament scene.
True.
Yeah.
It'll develop, but I think it's a little too young at the moment. Give it till about the fall, and I think it'll be ready.
Just a baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, I am running the Halo 3 events for the fundraiser, and that is when I started reaching out to the various Halo 3 communities to see if anybody would be on board. You know, not necessarily just to straight up donate money, but to participate in the events, one way or another. You know, maybe we'll be auctioning off spots. You know, hey, I'm going to auction off a team of four to play against a team of four for Podtacular. You know, hopefully this, generate some donations there for the charity.
Oh, cool. We would love to do something.
Now, when and where is this event?
It's going to be taking place July 1st through July 31st.
So a whole month.
Whole month long of charity drive excitement.
Will the Halo take place like a certain time, or will that be throughout the entire month as well?
No, that's going to be, I'm going to be trying to set up events for the entire month.
Okay, all right. Well, we would like to help out. Podtacular people. I mean, I'm pretty sure people are chomping at the bit to play. You know, they back in the day we used to All Stars. We had the community team. We used to play some tea. I think we played Too Old to Play before back in the day.
Cool. I'm sure we have.
Yeah, and we'd like to get the shining stars. People who send in tips and tricks to the show, and like to utilize them.
Yeah,
that's cool to hear. I mean, I'm excited for that. I like to see the charity stuff. I'd like to try to participate in the charity gaming stuff if possible.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know what the what the goal is, I don't think we have a monetary goal set yet, but last year we tried to do, hey, let's see if we can raise, you know, $500. And basically, by the time the month was over, we actually tripled that goal for the charity we were raising money for.
Wow.
And that was just Halo, you know, so with all these other games, and this time we knew, you know, what we got ourselves into last time. We kind of did it off the cuff, didn't really plan too much out. You know, we've been planning this since the first of the year, you know, trying to get an order of events in there, reaching out to other communities. So hopefully we'll be able to knock that total out of the park.
Cool.
Yeah, man. Hopefully you guys can, especially in the tough state of the economy right now, you know, but...
yeah, definitely.
Sky is the limit.
Absolutely. Should be a good time.
Sounds like you guys have a really... really good thing going on there. Hopefully it turns out really well.
So do you have, can you give us any kind of inside scoop or anything on any of the events that might be coming out? Or
Well, we're still in the planning stages there as far as events. I've only contacted a few clans so far inside the Good Game Network that I learned about. I didn't want to get too ahead of myself in case I had too many things to do and, you know, not enough time. But I know so far... you guys are on board having me on the show, obviously.
yep.
We had a couple other clans show support, whether or not what we're going to do, if they're going to present their own challenges for donations, or like I said, if we'll be able to have some sort of, you know, clan versus clan match or whatever, and if we can auction off team spots just to raise money. But I know Tide the Leader's behind us, as well as Will Clan for Food and Buddy System Gaming so far, are the only guys I've contacted so far. But we'll be contacting other guys there, you know, through the other clans. And, you know, if anybody listening to this is interested in participating in the drive, you know, shoot me an email, johnny12gage@hotmail.com. We'll get you set up there.
Cool.
Absolutely.
You should try to get like a pro team in there and see if they could auction off their time, you know, play against them, get a tip or something.
That would be interesting.
That'd be pretty cool, I think.
Would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're going to be talking more about pro gaming later on in the episode, since this
we're bringing
episode,
a new we're
gonna,
segment. Yeah,
we're going to try to keep it on. We had it, or me and nobody when we used to do the community cast used to do this with KBC, the MLG update, and we will have different members of Pod Tackler who are going to who participate in MLG and possibly a pro, a coach or two. Maybe even somebody from the community or whatever at MLG. You can get them on the MLG segment, update you guys what's going on in the pro great gaming scene, and keep you updated. And Columbus is coming up soon, so tune into that for later on the show.
Very cool.
Yep. And E3's next week.
Oh, boy. Yeah, man. By the time this comes out, you guys will be, E3 will be up and going. We'll try to keep you updated on the site.
Yeah.
We can, you know. Dustin and myself, we both work a lot, but
yeah. Well, we hopefully, hopefully with the next podcast, we'll be able to get some people's feedback. Hopefully, we'll get some community submissions and all that stuff. So
we've got some things coming up with maybe a few interviews with people who are going to be there and other people around the community that are.
Julius and I have talked over like the past couple of days, and we're changing the ties of the podcast. We're going to make some changes.
Make some changes, there you come.
So
hopefully you guys like it. If you don't, let us know. So
or if you have any suggestions, just send us a PM, put something on the forums.
Yeah.
I mean, we're always open to suggestions. It's a community based podcast. That's one of the good things about a community based podcast. It's for the community. You guys make the podcast what it is. So if you want something changed, speak up.
If you want more G. Lewis, less Test Storm, I mean, I would not at all. I completely agree. And, yeah, so let's go on to our first new segment here. What do you think, Test Storm?
Well, yeah, let's do it.
Let's just head on into this.
We got a few random questions that we got from submissions this week. I don't know. We usually don't get these. But,
we thought strange amount of people that sent stuff in this week, and we were happy. We're not sad at all that we got so many submissions.
No, we got 27 submissions this week.
We had four last week.
Five.
Five. Whoa. Okay, so you guys keep them coming in. We keep saying it. I guess somebody's listening out there.
Somebody had to be listening last week. I mean, gosh. The random questions isn't necessarily questions. It's just kind of some questions.
Well, comments and stuff.
Yeah, questions, comments, just random stuff. So, first one we have is from BoltT117. He says, "Hey guys, I love the song Your Brains on episode 189.
I did too. That was funny. I was laughing the entire time.
For those of you who haven't heard, that was the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show. And the Your Brains was done by Chucky J in his Collins segment. So, yeah, it was
a website, but it was quite funny. He had a website name on there, so you want to check it out. It's toward the end of the Collins segment.
Yeah. Apparently, the guy that wrote the Portal song as well.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I'll read the next one. We got
okay.
Fibble? Gaggle? How would you say
Google. That? Fibble. Google. Or Flibble. There's an L in there.
Flibble. Google 1234, which is an interesting gamer tag name. He writes, "In a recently downloaded episode 188, and the guests were talking about being a good gamer and stuff, and they were making a big deal out of teabagging. And I don't know why, because whenever I get teabagged, I find it freaking hilarious." I would somewhat agree. I wasn't on that show. I think okay. Whenever somebody...
This was the Tide the Leader Pretoria Guard show.
Oh, so we weren't even. Were you doing this one, or was that?
Yeah, canceled? That was me and Chucky. We're on that one.
Okay. Well, it's
just good sportsmanship.
When you're playing matchmaking, it's different than when you're playing at a clan match or MLG or something. When you're playing matchmaking, I think it's pretty funny. But when you're playing a clan match and whatnot, no, you're not good.
When you're playing professional, it's just good sportsmanship to not teabag.
Unless you're
really, really deserve it.
unless you're the guys from TD and MLG. So you guys know what I'm talking about.
So we have one more here. Just a quick comment, and it's from Tyler Thet3. He says, "As you have mentioned numerous times, Ensemble Studios is closed, but the most of the people who worked there created a new studio named Robot Entertainment, which runs the servers of Age of Empires games and creates Halo Wars DLC. For proof, look at the top right-hand corner of the www.halowars.com site. Shoutouts to all the hosts and guest hosts." So, so I guess they rebranded under a different company?
Yeah,
I haven't heard this news before.
They announced this way back before even Halo Wars came out that they were doing this. It's a good point of clarification. This happened a long time ago. And it's good that for those who don't know, like Duststorm, now know
that Robot Entertainment. Thanks for pointing the finger.
And I believe Robot Entertainment is not have anything to do with Microsoft? Like Ensemble was bought by Microsoft or something like
probably
that?
Probably not. Yeah. Well, just like Bungie is no longer part of Microsoft either.
Yeah, I believe Robot is not. I believe that had something to do with it, Microsoft owning it and stuff. But Robot Entertainment looks like it's going to get. They might. I think that they actually own the IP for Age of Empires games. Don't quote me to that. And I believe they do. I believe Microsoft owns Halo Wars, obviously, but I think that Robot owns Age of Empires. So we will see what comes from Robot Entertainment, but thanks for letting us know. Anyway, let's roll right in here to the Rat's Nest tips that we got going on.
Yep. We have two maps that we're doing this week. If you guys didn't know, we're doing two kind of to catch up on the Halo maps and make a slow transition over to Halo Wars multiplayer maps.
Yeah.
And we did Rat's Nest and Robolo because they're quite similar in gameplay, so figured might as well knock out two birds with one stone.
I like Rat's Nest.
So
good maps.
Yes.
So yeah, first one is Rat's Nest, and before we get to submissions, want feedback on what you guys think of it. Primarily our guest. Over
Ooh,
here.
Very nice.
Fred told me to shut up, huh?
Well, I know you'll talk anyway.
Okay.
Well, Rat's Nest is a definite clan favorite of ours. I mean, I really enjoy the map. And you know what? I heard a lot of people don't really like the orbital map, but it's becoming definitely one of my favorites. I definitely love that map. It's a very good map.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, pretty much they're good just all around map. You know, whether it's just going to be Big Team Slayer or Objective, you know, you name it, you could pretty much do anything on either one of those maps.
Yeah, right. Kind of reminds me of a small Beaver Creek. That kind of makes sense.
Beaver Creek.
Kind of reminds me of like a small one. I mean a big one. Sorry. A big and a small Beaver Creek. A big a one. And we're kind of like a smaller, you know, Coag or Blood Gulch. Because you kind of keep everything around the edges and you keep all the fighting in the middle. They're both good maps. I haven't played Orbital as much as I don't own the Mythic map pack, but what I have played. Hey man, if you want to donate, I will buy them. Whoever wants to donate, feel free.
Well, it seems like Ratness is either a make or break for a lot of people. Either they like it or they don't. And it seems like it's really good for. I don't know. I've had fun with CTF games on there.
I like Bomb.
Yeah, it's a good objective map, and then I've seen a couple of attempts at machinimas on it, like racetracks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, all that stuff.
A few Red vs. Blue episodes of new ones are on it. My first Killtrocity came on Rat's Nest, if that's a thing we like to add in here. I remember two Warthogs came rolling up next to each other, and I had a rocket, and I got lucky.
Nice.
Got some other kills after that, so. It was on a capture the flag. The flag was laying in the middle, and like their entire team and two Warthogs just like rushed the flag.
Awesome.
And the,
oops.
It was only one rocket shot, so it's pretty nuts.
So much for that 2-for-1 laser.
It's like an 8-for-1 rocket. But that was pretty fun.
Killtrocity extermination.
Extermination. I don't think you can get extern when it's still. Yeah, I believe it was. I don't know, but in game types more than four, if you can get an extern, I believe.
Yeah, you can.
I would assume
sure.
You can.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
But I think the map's good. It's good that maybe I don't know about two snipers on the map. Even though the sniper doesn't seem to, even if you get it, it doesn't seem to do too much. I think if you put another one on there, it would make it more that you would have to rely on your sniper more, because the sniper, in my opinion, doesn't really, you know, matter too much on the map. You know, it's there, and
I don't know. It seems like rockets are a big,
yeah,
a big playing weapon because of all the vehicles on the map, and everyone uses most of the vehicles all the time.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Anyway, let's get on to the
submissions. Yeah, submission.
Johnny, how about you read the first one?
Oh, no problem. First is from Leet Waffle. It's the waffle with Leet powers. Only, not really, you'll see me again. Submission. On Rat's Nest, unless you're playing an objective game type, you almost never want to get in a vehicle, but still go around the perimeter and then sneak in. He also offers some orbital tips here. On orbital, if you're playing an objective such as one bomb, don't open the doors, all caps. This will lead you to your eventual doom. Sorry for the short submission. I'm keeping it real with Keep On Fragging Trucks, Leet Waffle out.
That's a nice little submission. I want to. One thing I remember, I was playing, I believe it was One Bomb on it last night, before Duststorm and I were playing last night, on Rat's Nest, and I was driving a Warthog to the base, and another Warthog came up to us, and they had a passenger, and the passenger jumps out right before it gets to us and dropped a landmine. And boy, did I run over that. And
whoops!
That was not fun for me and my partner and the gunner. He was, and the first thing he said, "I thought you were a good driver." What am I supposed to do, bro? You know, stuff happens, man.
Yeah, 10 more Halo driving school.
Just drive really slow over the trip line; it won't go off.
Well, I was going full speed, and that guy just jumped out freeway. I didn't even. It's like I heard it, and then boom! I didn't even. No, it was there. I didn't see it. Or
beep,
nothing.
Boom.
Beep, beep, boom.
So much for that warning.
Double kill.
Right, that's too bad.
It's a little thing I remember from last night from playing.
Cool.
Anyway, I think I'll get into this next one since the late of it is directed at me. Chrissy Girl 28 writes in, "Hey Podtacular, I'm Chrissy. I'm guessing GRL means girl. I'm just gonna assume that.
It means Chrissy Grill.
Her name is actually CRISSYGRL 28. I'm assuming that means Chrissy Girl. This is my first submission, so please bear with me and don't worry about it. We will. My submission is for Rat's Nest, since I do not have the Mythic Map app yet. Map pack. Well, and I don't either, so it's not really that big of a deal yet. But first off, when playing on Rat's Nest, using the pipeline is a really good way to go. You can snipe from there, jump down into battles, and a lot of players forget to check up there anyway. I was playing with a friend of mine, and the whole game he was up there sniping BKs, a.k.a. bad kids, and died only once. Secondly, near the beginning of the game, when both teams spawn by the hogs, have a BR and rocket launcher, and wait around the corner for the opposing hog to come. Shoot it with a rocket, and whether or not the players die, finish them off with your battle rifle or special assault rifle. This way, you don't have to worry about the other team's hog for most of the game. Lastly, Rat's Nest is a great map for CTF. She writes, capture the flag, which are also her
initials.
I'm guessing her initials. She wrote my initials, but I'm guessing it's a girl. I'm not going to assume. I'm just assuming it is. When playing defense, I usually hide on top of the doorway near the flag or travel by the pipes picking off the enemies. Also, use the mongoose to and from the bases, which is an easier way of getting around than just walking. Well, that's it for her. I keep on saying her. I really hope this is a girl.
I believe it is.
Oh, and she wants to write in, OMG Lewis, I totally made a Twitter just for you, so now you have 91 followers since you seem to really want some last episode. Smiley face, thank you very much. At least my message gets out to one person out there from Podtacular Universe. keep on fragging noobs with high-pitched voices who continuously yell veto and get on my nerves. Peace out. Thank you very much for making a Twitter and adding me, because I'm... How much do I have now? I think I have more than that.
And note that we might not get to everyone's submissions since we have so many today, but we're going to try to hit as many as we can, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Johnny boy, I want you to lead us on to this next one. Johnny
12H. No problem. We doing Funny Boy 78. Hey, Podtac, it's me, filling up time on the podcast with my magic tips for Rat's Nest. Before entering Rat's Nest, beware of the numerous warthogs that are trying to kill you. Always be prepared. Wear anus armor.
They have tusks.
Anywho, I'm assuming that's going to say warthog. The
warthogs
are the keys to survival on this map. Just have four guys go for hogs, one gunner, one driver, two hogs. And someone else go for rockets. Create havoc by ramming helpless enemies with the 2 tons of death that is your hog. That's odd. Destroy what is left with your hog's killer chain gun of doom, and be sure to clean the blood out of the bumper and radiator when you're done. It may rust.
the chain gun of doom. So I'm going to call it next time I get in it. I call the chain gun of doom.
price of maintenance is on a hog, so I guess you want to clean that blood out when you're done. Shout outs to Ty the Leader, because I'm too young to join them, and Fishy Q for, well, he's just sort of there. Bye, and keep trucking frags.
Keep trucking frags, nice.
Next one we got one is from AFED, not KFED. Okay, well, if you acquire a grav lift power up from the middle section below the bridge area, you can use this to get to the top of the pipes that run across the top of the outer track. Place it a few feet away and jump onto it. You should land on top of the pipe. Also, when you spawn, set up tactics right away. Right away, guys. No, don't wait a minute. Or even before the match, you know, maybe say, you know, Dust Storm get the snipe, or if there's a needler,
right.
Dust Storm get the needler.
I'm decent with the needler, I'll say that much.
So I'm saying. Also, when you... Okay, remember that. It is a symmetrical map, so it is easy to plan tactics to communicate positions and keep fragging people that think they are MLG and put XX or OO, etc. in their name because they think they are pro. Sorry. But I get you.
Clan tags and whatnot.
Yeah. XXX. Walshy XX. I've seen that so many times.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to jump down a few and go to Stall Me Please. He writes in, "Hey guys, it's the real watch dealer, Stall Me Please, and I'm here with my tips for Rat's Nest. Starting off my submission, I only submit tips for objective modes, so here we go. During a game of CTF, it is best to play defense. What I do is go up the stairs in the base and grab two stickies and wait in that hallway. Check your radar for oncoming enemies. When they come into your base, you can throw your stickies at them and use your special assault rifle to take them out.
Yes.
Repeat until your team wins 3-0. It's like a recipe. It's easy enough. A recipe for punch.
Warm degrees. For 45 minutes. Preheat the oven.
And then watch your flag.
Like this next one. This next one's funny.
That's all I got. Keep on fragging, Duststorm. If you ever talk back to me again for spelling your name Duststorm without the duplicate ST ever again, I will steal every single watch you wrap around your wrist forever. And when you die, I'll dig up your grave and steal your death watch and break it. That is all. Now time for my second fragging. Keep on fragging my watch collection, which consists of 7 of Dustin's watches, 1 of G. Lewis's, and 1 of Bill Gates. Stall me out.
Better watch out, John. He's going to get your watch.
Oh, man.
He's not joking.
Wonder how he got Bill Gates' watch.
I don't know.
Probably got up behind him, you know, act like he was a security guard. He's crazy, man. He went through his security guard training and everything for Microsoft, and he got close to him and stole it. That's what he does.
Watch it's out. Like we found that there's a bug in your watch. We need to confiscate it.
Sir, there's a virus in your watch. What? How? It's running Windows. It has a virus.
That was good. Very nice.
Sorry, I love Windows 7. It works pretty well. I just had to say that. Sorry.
I don't blame you. Okay, Johnny, if you want to pick a next one.
All right, we'll go to Raza199. This looks interesting. Hello, PodTac. It's the one and only Raza199 here with tips for Rat's Nest. If you have 4 people, have one go for the sniper and the other 3 hop on the Warthog. Drop the person in the passenger seat off at the rocket launcher and have the Warthog drive around the outside. Then you will pwn everyone like me. I don't have any tips for Orbital because I hate that map.
Aw, don't be hating.
Don't be hating, son.
P.S. I am from Scotland. P.P.S. Duststorm, what is your gamer tag? P.P.P.S. Will someone tell me how the anus armor joke started? You guys want to answer that one?
Yeah.
No. It's from JVB. I know it's from a long time ago.
For my gamer tag is Dust Space Storm Space 051. For the anus armor, someone sent in a tail from the foxhole, and they were on
Halo 2, wasn't it? It was during Halo 2.
No, it was Halo 3. It was a suspicion from the Ark, I think. Yeah, and they were like trying to kill the hunters and whatnot. Then, like after they killed them, they were like beating them up, and then like apparently some of their armor fell off, and it was near the anal area, so they called it anus armor. And that's how that joke got started.
Nice.
Interesting. Little history lesson today.
Yep. Yes, Pod Tech for history. The test will be next Sunday. Anyway, he wrote some more stuff in here, John, if you want.
Oh, yeah. PPPPS, why can I download podcasts before episode 175 from the website?
I think Duststorm fix that.
That's changing, yeah. The old ones are being posted up on the forums as we speak. Well, not as we speak, but I mean they're getting there. Right now there's episodes 1 through 20 up, and all of the Podtacular radio shows are up as well.
Oh, awesome. They are? From Painkillers?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Some nice techno music going on in there. I remember that was one of the cool things that used to go on during Halo 2, but it's good to see that back.
Yep. If you wanted something to play while you're playing Halo, Podtacular Radio was pretty good back then.
Once you're done listening to Podtacular,
cool.
Yep, they're on the forums. I'm trying to bring everything back that was easily accessible on the old site, and trying to bring them over to the new site. So,
cool.
Yep.
The next one, it's Ads Well Fit. He probably submits every episode. We greatly appreciate that. Hey guys, get your favorite ads here. I don't really know. Still don't know what he means by that.
We didn't know last time. Well, he did the same thing last time, and we had no idea what he was talking about. We still don't know.
We don't know what he's talking about. So, if you want to tell us, that would be pretty cool. Anyway, just a forewarning. A few months back, I submitted something for Customs and Creations. I said it's my first submission, but I've had stuff read out since then. Just thought I'd prevent any confusion or cause if. This has story.
If it caused anything, I think is what he means. If it caused any confusion.
Okay. No, anyway, on to really. His. On to not his submission. Rat's Nest is good if you had someone good at driving and gunning on the Warthog. I've racked up a few kill frenzies of Slayer on Slayer this way, and I suck at Slayer typically. Best way to do this is get in the hog and circle around the outside of the map, picking off anyone who happens to get in your sights. Keep on trucking frags. P.S. I hope my punctuation is getting better. I've reread this submission 3 times. Can't see a problem with it. And I would agree. Anyway, we're going to move on to our next new segment of the show today.
It's G. Lewis. It's your segment. Your new segment. Okay.
Right now, it's called the MLG Update with G. Lewis. We might name it like MLG Insider, Inside MLG, or, you know, like.
Something.
MLGZ or MLG, the perspective of the. From ATL, you know. Something, you know, you never would have thought of. But right
we'll
now.
We'll come up with something catchy.
We'll call it the MLG Update with G. Lewis because we just thought of it like 10 minutes before we started recording. But. Anyway, we're going to move on to that. And we hope you guys enjoy. Get on segment.
Welcome to the MLG Update on
Podtacular.
With your host, G. Lewis. All right, everybody, and welcome to the first edition of the Podtacular MLG Update. This week I have on Podtacular funny man Brent Gamer, if you want to say
hey, everybody.
Brent. He's been on a lot of our shows, and we like having him on every time. It's always a pleasure, Brent.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here.
He's always in on the pinch, too. He's always on. If you ever need somebody to talk to on Skype, just go ahead and add Brent. He's always a good guy to talk to. And I also added Brent on here because he follows MLG quite well. What'd you say, Brent?
Yeah. I enjoy watching Macchio. That's about the sum of my watching.
If you had a favorite MLG team, which one would you say
would be your straight favorite? Ripping?
Straight ripping. All right. Is there a reason because of that? You know, the reason why I like straight because they just think the match rule is a good team. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I've just always had loyalty to straight ripping, you know.
It's good. You don't want to be fair with a fan and just move around, kind of like that
yeah.
Major league sports. That's good. Well, for those of you who don't know, we're going to this is the MLG Update, first time ever on Podtacular. If you guys want to submit anything in to this segment, remember, you can use the big green button and just in the title, use MLG or Major League Gaming or G. Lewis Rules or something. Whatever you want to say, anything works. Or say something out to Brent. We'll try to get him on as much as possible. If he's down, you down, Brent?
Oh, yeah. I'm down.
Okay. All right. But just for those who didn't know, Columbus is going to be the next event, the second event of the year. It's June 5th through the 7th of 2009, of course. And it's about the time the show comes out. Should be in about, and should, the show actually, we're recording on the 1st, the show should come out the 2nd and the 3rd, so it's this weekend of what you guys, when you guys hear this, next weekend will be when the actual event comes up, so we had a lot of stuff to talk about. Well, actually, not too much, you guys didn't know, but we're just gonna, this is our first trial run here, so we're gonna kind of keep it short as possible, but with Brett and I don't know how long, that, how good that'll work.
3 hours later.
Brent, yeah. and then also, for those who did not know, Triggers Down won the last MLG event at Meadowlands, and they defeated Instinct. So Instinct came in second, Triggers Down ended up winning MLG Meadowlands. Did you watch that, Brent, Meadowlands?
Yeah, I watched Meadowlands, but it seems like it's been forever. Like, I don't remember very much of it.
Yeah, I remember last year. This year wasn't really the same as watching from last year. Last year we used to get a whole bunch of people together, either on Skype or Halo 3, and we all watched it together. And this year it didn't happen like that. I guess too many people are trying to play this year, it seems, rather than watch. What do you think about that?
I don't know, man. I tried getting a Skype party up, but nobody wanted to join. So, I mean, maybe that's something to look at for Columbus.
Hey guys, it's if you guys are listening to this, please try to add me. It's glewis182 on Skype. And Brent, why don't you say yours if you're down for doing it as well?
My Skype contact name is Brent Gamer, if you want to add me. Basically, if you want to add me anywhere, it's probably Brent Gamer.
Xbox Live, Podtech, unless it's on Facebook.
Yep.
It's not Brent Gamer, but we will, you know, want to give any personal information here on the podcast. but if you guys, we would be down. I know I'll try to join as much as possible. One, there's a few new things coming to this event that has never been seen before. The Expectator Experience, which is coming. It's even coming to the online portion to some people out there. And I'm quite excited about it, you know, seeing some new stuff, getting more involved in this. I've been to a couple events. Brent, have you actually, did you go to the Dallas event or anything?
No, I've never been to an actual MLG event.
Can I ask you first on the show, MLG Dallas, I have an aunt who lives in Dallas. I know you live in Texas, correct, if I'm not mistaken,
yes,
from the last time we talked. I plan full heartedly to go out to this. Would you accompany me and do some live interviews if money allows?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that'd be awesome, because it's coming up. It's the 3rd event. I'm not sure the date I could go on right now, but I'm too lazy to check it out. But it's going to be the 3rd event, so maybe we might have some live stuff coming from the Podtacular update. But let's just roll on with the show here. First bit of news we got from the MLG update is we got some new swag coming in from the MLG. You can't buy it online, which is a bad part. You might be able to get it on eBay. You could have got some of the eye controller and Y ones on eBay, but they were kind of hard to find. But coming up for Columbus, they have a few new T-shirts. They have one which I think is funnier and the better of the two. It says IHI own, like Ohio own. You know, I think it's pretty funny out of the two. And the other one is just I controller, and I believe it says Ohio after that, or I controller Columbus. I believe it's I controller Ohio. I guess it just shows the state.
Right.
And have you seen them, Brent? What do you think?
I haven't seen them. I can imagine the Ohio one is pretty good.
Yeah. it's quite humorous. I wish I was going, because I think it'd be cool in the it's I controller OH. Sorry, people, for being not up on the news here. But the thing I'm excited about from the new swag, and I know if I can get if I can't get it on the internet, I will buy one at Dallas, and this is one of the biggest reasons why I want to go. I know it sounds very dumb, but they have officially revealed MLG team hats.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is awesome. They only announced five teams, which is Triggered Down, Straight Rippin', Instinct, Final Boss, and Carbon. So, you know, like Heaven and Earth and other big follow teams are not on there yet. But however, I think that if this works out well, as the forums seem to be talking up, I think that we will have more teams. What do you think, Brent? You think that you would actually buy one?
Oh, yeah. I'd definitely buy a Straight Rippin' or an Instinct cap.
Would you buy
given
a jersey?
The chance. A jersey? Like a team jersey? Do they sell those?
No, but if they did.
Oh, if they did. Yeah, I might actually do that.
I think I'd pick up a Walshie just to People are like, what do you... Actually, I probably buy one and then put my name on the back so people would ask me about it, you know. But it's $25 for a hat, which is not really too unreasonable. I bought a Braves hat because I'm from, you know, ATL, you know, for about $30, and it's a pretty good hat. So I think I might pick up a carbon hat. Not a carbon. God, what am I trying to say? An Instinct hat, which, if you guys don't know, Instinct is my favorite. All because of Walshy. I mean, I just... followed him. I think he's a good guy. He's an entertainer, I would like to say. And of if Macchio could be an entertainer, but he's not trying to. And Walshy is a good entertainer that tries to. You know, there's a lot of serious guys, but Walshy's kind of funny here and now. What do you you know? That's kind of why I like Instinct is that you know they're a show, and they're all good games. They're all good guys. I would hate to play against Walshy.
Yeah,
for his mouth and his skill, but anyway, you know. But check that out. I think that's huge. Even though it seems really small, I think it's huge. What do you think? The hats.
Yeah, the hats are huge. If they can, are they selling on the online store?
No, they will only be at Columbus, and they said only in limited quantities as well.
Well, see, I don't understand this. I will not buy like just an MLG shirt. Like, or just an MLG cap. But if they sold those on the online store, like, I would totally wear those.
Yeah, totally buy. I have a few shirts from a different one of the events I went to, and I have the MLG, the black one, you know. But these hats, if they had them online, I would probably wait online until they announced it and get one or two of these hats. I mean, if you haven't seen them, Brent, here, let me send you the link, actually, now that we're on the show. And I want you to see these so we can get your first-hand... What you think from it? Here, I'm gonna send you the link right there. Check on your Skype; it's on there, and it shows the Ohio-owned shirt as well. Just speak a little bit about Meadowlands while you're checking that out. MLG Meadowlands was kind of exciting. It was very, you know, it was a lot of surprises came out of there. A lot of people thought over one team was gonna do a lot better. Like some people had it on heaven and earth. Some people thought they were going to do as good as they did, and some were right. Some, you know, I mean, I doubted them. So, but you know, and some other teams came up that thought were going to go as high, and some of the teams went some low and believed the high going to third has got to be the story of the event. And Mellon's just amazing, and Columbus is going to be even more exciting. Have you seen the? Can you see the hats and stuff?
Yeah, I've seen the hats and all this stuff. It's pretty great.
Yeah, I think that the Triggers Down hat looks the cool. I think the Instinct hat looks, it looks very plain. So does Carbon's, but the Straight Ripping hat, Triggers Down hat, a really nice look, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would definitely buy the Straight Ripping hat. That's...
Yeah. If I was Triggers Down fan, that is a nice looking hat, you know, with the, you see how it says it in the little logo and stuff, but I guess it only has it because Triggers Down actually isn't in the logo, which is the only team that doesn't have their name in the logo. But yeah, the hats look nice. Check them out if you haven't. Check out MSG.com or check the show notes, which we will be posting along with the Pod Tackler show notes. And just check it out. You know, it's cool. And Brent, why don't you go on with the next topic we got here?
All right. Next topic we got here, we got some new rule changes between Meadowlands and Columbus.
So I'll give you the long ones.
You want me to go down this list, or?
You can read some of them. There was a lot of other changes. Most of them were Gears of War. These were just some of them that were related to Halo, and I kept on here since we are a Halo podcast. We'll talk about Gears of War maybe after events, but usually that we probably won't bring them up. I really don't. I think it's boring to watch.
I agree. You got to feel bad for the professional Gears of War players, though. I mean, absolutely nobody knows who they are, or at least I don't.
I think it's so sporadic. I mean, they may know how to play the game, but when I'm playing it, I don't understand why I'm shotgunning the guy from 2 feet and this other guy does the same exact thing and he kills me, but I don't even respect him at all. To be a pro of that, it may be harder than Halo. I can't say it's harder than Halo because I haven't tried it in the pro level, but... those guys from the Gears of War play. If you want to read some, you want to read the first one, I'll read the second one, third one, you know, you want to do it like that?
We'll just sum it up. The first rule change, an MLG Guard version 6.1 will be used in the Halo 3 Columbus event and can be downloaded here at a link given. We're putting that in the show notes, I guess. No Guardian weapon placements have been changed. However, for version 6.1, all of the spawn points are the same as they were for version 5.
Yeah, I remember there were some complaints about V6. It wasn't really that big of a difference in my opinion, especially while playing online. Did you notice a big difference between V6 and V5?
Not a huge difference, no.
No. I mean, there might be a little one, but I didn't notice. But anyway, there's another update for Guardian. There's a new illegal spot on Guardian, and they give a little quote to say where it's at. No going on to the ledges around the outside of bottom middle on Guardian. And we also have a picture of that in the show notes if you want to check that out. You can also check it out at emoji.com. But I'm assuming that you could crawl around the outside of the edges on the bottom. I don't even know why you'd want to do that unless you have the ball.
Right.
But
I didn't even know you could get there.
I guess there's a spot. Even if you want to check that picture out, I would think to get there. I guess you would have to jump from somewhere to get to it. I don't think you could just crawl out there. You'd have to jump to it.
Right.
Anyway, going to the next rule change here.
All right. There are now official rules regarding playing shorthanded. For Halo 3, teams are permitted to start multi-flag, team king, and team oddball games with 3 players. However, teams with fewer than 4 players are not permitted to start a team slayer game, and teams with fewer than 3 players are not permitted to start any games. If a team doesn't have the required minimum of players to start the first game, 5 minutes after the announcement, that team must forfeit the game. If a team doesn't have the required number of players to start the next game, after the previous game is ended, that team must forfeit the game. Players are not permitted to join games that are in progress. Players are not permitted to add a character to a game for a player who is absent.
What, they just want somebody to stand there?
I guess.
Anyway, this is basically the same rules as on game battles. This when I play game, it seems like it's the same exact rules. I didn't even know they were different, but I don't know what the rules were. I'm guessing the only changes is that players cannot join during the game. That may have been the difference. From what I understand, that's the only difference. I thought people could join if they had to go pee real quick or something, but I guess now you can't. But I could be completely wrong. If somebody wants to write into the show and tell me how dumb I am, you can go ahead and feel free, or whichever way you like to do it. The next one we got here is, there's a new rule preventing players from using a teammate's controller. This rule reads as follows. Players and coaches may not intentionally manipulate a button, trigger, or bumpers, D-pad, and or joysticks on a teammate's controller while a game is in progress.
I've never seen that happen.
Only thing I would guess is by when somebody's dead, they would touch it to try to look around. Maybe a coach is reloading for people? I don't know. I really couldn't say on why that would happen, but I guess if it ever does in the future, that's good that they don't have it. That's good to know. You don't really need to read the next one. It's just the next one basically says if they want to review the game film, they can. You know, just to say, just to show some stuff, clarification if they saw something that the other people didn't. And the only next big one really is there's a new illegal spawn lockdown, and I'll read it. It says, no going onto the ledges under the ramps on the carbine side of lockdown. You can find a picture here. I'm assuming that's underneath where the big hole is. Let me check the picture.
I'm looking at the picture. Let's see.
I don't even know how, why you'd want... it's got to be at the very bottom. Boy, they don't have these pictures in order.
No.
it may be that very... No, you can't throw it up there. It says underneath. Maybe the bottom two?
That's like that's boundary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a different map. I'm guessing it's... if you look, it's number 13... on the list, on the very first post. I never even knew that was there. I never noticed that. But I don't understand why you couldn't go there. I'm guessing it's a good camping spot. If you look at the first post, no, actually it's not the first post. It's the it's on the second post. It's number 13, Brent, if you can see that. Can you see it now?
Second post, number 13.
Yeah, it's above, Actually, it's above and below both lockdown.
Okay.
It's in the middle.
Okay.
You see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that before. I guess, I mean, would you ever think about going that personally, Brent, from looking at this?
Oh, yeah, that's obviously the hot spot, man.
It looks like it's hard to get into and to get out.
It seems like it'd take you like 2 minutes to get up there.
Yeah, I don't see why.
The game would be over, dude.
I mean, I guess that's the point, man. You must that must be the spot of all spots in lockdown. So, but people who used to use that spot are now cannot. I'm very sorry to break this news to you, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a BXR gentlemen. Game changer right there, man.
But you can no longer be able to stand there, folks. And I think it's done the game some good.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's all we got here for the new rule changes. And actually, Brent, if you want to read the next one, and then I'll finish it off on the last one we got on. All
right, I feel inclined to use the radio voice for this one. The Friday night kickoff exclusively on ESPN360.com.
Ooh, yeah. What you think about that, brothers?
It's amazing. So, in an exciting move towards potential full televised action, MLG and ESPN have announced the Friday night kickoff program on MLG will be featured exclusively on ESPN360.com.
And I believe I used to have a certain internet. You have to have a certain internet provider, or you have to pay for it to actually use ESPN 360. I believe it may be free now. I'm gonna actually go to the website as we speak, since we don't seem to get anything in advance.
So
you usually have to pay for it in advance. You can't just watch it. See, right here, it says watch replay. You may be able to get. It says get access. You do have to pay for it. Or your internet connection that you paid for has to have it. I hope that they change this because it would be a big downfall. Or they may make this free. It doesn't say. It doesn't specify whether or not it will be free. It will not be free.
Right.
It does say that it will be on there. Let's hope it's live. That's what I would like to think. But for those of you who don't have it, maybe you can go to a friend's house. I mean, maybe it's a try to get people together type of deal. I don't know. Maybe you can go to Applebee's and go hook up Applebee's, see if that works.
Hey, guys, can you throw MLG up on the screen? What?
What's that? And just turn to ESPN 360, man. Just check it out.
I remember something similar happening on a much larger scale with when the NFL Network started up. I think it was like a Dallas-Green Bay game or something that was only going to be on NFL Network, but it was a premium cable channel. So, like, everybody in my town started freaking out, and they would all, like, gather up in Applebee's and, like, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Going over to, see what it is here that, I'm actually reading it, right now on the MLG site, and it says that, to access to ESPN360.com, you will need to get your high-speed internet access from one of your affiliate ISPs. And it says, with AT&T, Verizon, RCN, Charter, and numerous other ISPs, it's also recently reached an agreement with Comcast. However, the network will not be available to Comcast customers such as myself until August 2009. So, looks like you need AT&T, Verizon, RCN, or Charter to actually watch this. It doesn't say. It just says in order to watch it, you need that. To watch ESPN 360 doesn't mean in order to watch this altogether. I don't. This is very confusing why they would do this, unless everybody could watch it.
Well, I mean, if you have to have some sort of premium service or pay for this or whatever, it's gonna like just completely mess up whatever audience they had, because people don't really want to pay for it. What they're going to make money off of is they're going to make money off of sponsors at the actual events and merch. That's what they're going to get in.
Yeah, because those hats, I believe, will sell out, and I believe, I mean, people, sponsors are sponsoring gamers out the wazoo, man. They would rather sponsor MLG than these know-nothing people who are trying to go on, like myself, who are, and I know it's going to privatize the game, kind of, if you want to think about it that way, that the good players are going to be the only players who are going to play.
Right.
And that may be good, it may not be good, maybe there can be That's one of the reasons why MLG is so good, because everybody has a chance to get there, even though realistically you don't, but realistically you do. And if you move toward more sponsorships on the show, there'll be less sponsorships for the people, potentially, who aren't as good. So maybe, I mean, you got to start somewhere in it. You got to eventually, what worked then is not going to work now. So that this got to evolve, and this is just another step.
I mean, look at Dr. Pepper. Yes. They became a huge sponsor of MLG.
And they were sponsoring a lot of people. Now they're just sponsoring straight ripping. So, you know, it could be a sign of things to come. There'd be less people playing and more of the pros. You know, you don't want to see John Rocker pitching no more. Serious. You should know. I should know. He was in Atlanta. He was in Texas. You should know. You know, he played for the Rangers. You know what I'm talking about, John Rocker.
Right.
There's a reason why he's not pitching no more. And, you know, because he didn't get the contract. He's not good. I mean, he's just getting older, and you could kind of think of the same thing for this. You know, if you don't want to play the big dogs, get off the porch. I mean, you can still give a shot. But, some people, it could be good, it could be bad. What do you think? You think it'd be better if we get rid of some of the people who are not good, but we would diminish hopes? Or do you think you want to keep the dream alive?
Well, I'm thinking they should divide it into two different sections. You should have, I mean, at the actual events, you should have the tournament, which is open to everybody that, you know, pays the fee to come in or whatever. But then they should have the professional circuit that you have to make your way into. And essentially what I think might happen, just by basing it off of like Dr. Pepper and stuff like that, is it's going to go into like a NASCAR situation to where each team is sponsored by like one single company. You know, one major company, and then, like, maybe a little minor sponsors. But, like, for example, Straight Ripping would be, like, Dr. Pepper. And, like, Triggers Down would be Kotex. I don't know.
Kotex Cup? Yeah, that's a funny bit.
Kotex
Cup? I get you.
Period.
So anyhow, Brent knows that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't ask him why. He's just he watches a lot of TV, I guess. Is that right, Brent?
I do watch a lot of television.
He knows he's a TV fanatic. Actually, in another news for Brent, congratulations on graduating as of this week, right?
Yes.
High school graduate?
I'm officially a high school graduate. Thank you.
Have you announced have you made your selection? Have you signed on which school you will be playing Halo for in the 2010 season? Brent, can we get the
school? I've applied to the University of Texas at Dallas. So I think it's going pretty good there. I'm just waiting on the acceptance letters.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, what a fit in Dallas for MLG. Could be playing. Could be hanging out with G-Lewis. Could be picking up girls with Julie. You never even know. Sky's the limit. We'll see what's going on. Anyway, we're going to get on to our last topic here. You could kind of think of this as the top five. One, two, three, four. Okay, top four of the week for the particular MLG thing. Okay, how much we said? 10 minutes, and we've been recording for 30. So we're getting we're doing good.
Could be worse.
Our last post is Ogre1 predicts Columbus, and in his new blog over at MLGPro.com, former top Halo 3 pro, Ogre1 has his predictions for the top 8 at Columbus. I know a lot of people were excited about this blog. I just thought it was kind of interesting that he didn't predict his team. I don't know if he's still playing. Is he? But he predicted some other teams. He might be able to actually help Carbon or some other teams that are on here, to be honest with you, to get even better than they are, but that's we can debate about that later. But here's Ogre1's predictions. Triggers Down will come in first again. Straight Ripping will be in second. Final Boss will be in third. Instinct will finish fourth. Carbon will be fifth. Believe the Hype, sixth. Status Quo, seventh. And Heaven and Earth, eighth. So the only team he only shows Instinct, Believe the Hype, and Heaven on Earth actually doing worse than they did before. But those are, I don't know if you can say Final Boss can beat Instinct the way they're playing right now. What do you say, Brent?
Oh, no, I don't think they can beat Instinct at all. But I don't think Straight Ripping can necessarily beat Instinct either. I mean, they played shit at Meadowlands, kind of, but
yes. Especially in that Pacific game, yes. Instinct ran all over them.
Right.
Yeah. Then I don't see Carbon doing as better than Believe the Hype. Maybe Carbon can pull it out, but Who knows? I mean, I like to think that Carbon would come up, but Believe the Hype just did amazing. I did not expect Believe the Hype, who I believe was the 11th rated seed, if I am correct. Let me just double check. Yeah, the 11th seed at Meadowlands, finishing third. Heaven on Earth was the 15th seed and finished sixth. So, I don't. Maybe you're gonna have some of the other seeds. Who do you? Okay, in High Society. Look at that. If you're noticing down here, High Society, the 31st seed finishing 12th, and Team Classic, the 5th seed, finished 13th. So, I mean, it is kind of hard. Really, the top four, I believe, is going to be the top four, maybe for the entire year. Wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah. As far as the top four from Meadowlands, as it triggers down Instinct, Believe the Hype, and Straight Rip, and I think that's going to switch a little bit between possibly Status Quo, because, I mean, I like Status Quo. I think they're going to do better this year. But Heaven and Earth, I'm not sure about those guys. I think they'll fall a little bit. They were sixth at Meadowlands. Yeah, but the top four from Meadowlands is probably a good indication of how it's going to go for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I might move Final Boss above Believe the Hype, honestly, because Final Boss is the, you got Mr. Nom Nom, your favorite on there, man.
Nom
so you can never count Macchio out of a fight. And it seems like the past four or five events, everybody hypes up Macchio like crazy, saying that he's been playing a lot better than the event before. You know, he's been working on his game. You never see it, though. He never fully gets the potential everybody's saying he's going to. Do you think this is the event in which Macchio, you know, releases the nom-noms?
He releases the nom-noms. I don't know, dude. Macchio, he's been doing all right. I really haven't seen nothing wrong.
He's not a bad player.
On Final Boss, I would say it's probably between him and Ogre 2 for best player. Victory X did all right, but Fear Itself, his hair gets in the way. I'm looking at a picture of Fear Itself right now. He has huge hair. It's hilarious.
Fear Itself used to be one of the top premier players last year, and I don't see why he left his team. But hey, I guess you do what you got to do sometimes, and I don't think you should have left. But overall, I think the team's going pretty well.
Yeah, Macchio's got a good outlook on life on the team page for Final Boss. He's the only one smiling on the whole team.
Yeah, everybody else,
like, the other ones just have like a blank stare on their face.
Ogre 2 looks like he's emo. Victory X looks like somewhere in a fraternity.
He just farted, dude. Yeah. He's a bit smug.
And Fear Itself looks like he's in a mugshot, to be honest with you. I mean, look at that. I mean, come on,
dude,
guys.
Fear Itself needs to invest in some, like, a haircut or something. Might make his game go better.
I mean, he might have to listen to this. You never know. I'll try to send him the link and see what he does. And look at this. Even on, I'm looking right now, Brent has sent me the link to the pro teams on the circuit, and it is still not known on Gears of War 2. They don't have teams on there, but Call of Duty 4 has teams, and Rainbow Six Vegas has teams, but Gears of War 2 still. I know they did it at a time, and they took them down recently, so don't give me the email that they used to be on there. I know that. And it just goes to show you how much Gears is actually going down. It's a fun game. I can't say that it's not. I like Horde. I don't like the online. I don't understand it. I don't know if I ever will. I don't get how it works, but that's just another indication that, look, they got Call of Duty 4 teams, but they can't even play at MLG. You can't. I still believe that they don't even have Call of Duty at MLG. Is that correct? At any of the actual events?
I think they have Call of Duty. I don't know. I actually think they have like a WoW circuit too, World of Warcraft, and a Super Smash Brothers circuit. If I'm correct.
No, they didn't. They last event I went to officially, the only thing they had was WoW, Gears of War, Halo 3, and Rainbow Six Vegas. But I think now all they have is Halo 3, WoW, and Gears of War at the actual events. They got a whole bunch of online tournaments, like Rainbow Six was exclusively online. I would assume that since Call of Duty has no LAN play, that they would have to do it online. Because you can't play the LAN And I don't even know why they have official teams on here, but hey, who knows? MLG's, they went from zero to hero, so they must know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So let's get the predictions going out. Let's go. What is your top eight for Columbus? The official announcer.
All right. Top eight Columbus. This is how it's going to go down. Okay. First, final boss beats.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
final boss takes.
Oh, boy. That's a bold prediction.
Final boss, just because Macchio is going to bite everybody's head off. Pre-game.
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 Anybody else play?
Maybe he'll be able to bite some of the hair out of Ferret Self's face.
Maybe he'll get my hair cut.
Yeah.
Before. So it'll be Macchio versus nobody. And actually, new major prediction from the Podtacular MLG update. Macchio himself will win Columbus.
Macchio defaults the win.
Single-handedly, because his mom would not give him enough nom-noms and he has to go on everybody else. It's just... I think like Wiener Schnitzels or Armor, or you know, like the little beanie weenies in the can should sponsor him.
Like their Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, that would be the perfect sponsor. Seriously, I mean, if I owned Wiener Schnitzel, which they don't have out here in Atlanta, and it's great out there in Texas.
I love
it's the best
schnitzel.
Hot dogs. They should sponsor Macchio, I think, because I think the people who he attracts would be the same people who would like to go to hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, I mean, what do you think? He's the only one here smiling. He's got a wiener dude attitude.
Maybe Five Guys is sponsored.
Five Guys. It's wonderful. Real peanut yes. oil.
Oh, boy. Don't give a service with Five Guys. Some great stuff. And, dude, they're small. It's bigger than any large out there. But anyway, this isn't the Five Guys podcast. This is the MLG update. Okay, I'm going to assume you were kidding about your actual top eight, or is
top one, in which Macchio bites everyone's head off and wins
so,
by default.
In Brent's bracket, it will be Macchio by default on case of nom noms. For me, I think that that Triggers Down will come in first, Straight will be second, and Instinct will be third. I just think that Instinct's getting a little cocky, kind of. Even though Walsh is the man, he's my boy. I just think they're getting a little cocky from the last one. You could tell at Meadowlands they weren't playing as well. They got lucky a lot, in my opinion. But I see Straight coming in second, and Instinct getting third, and then Believe the Hype, I would say, coming fourth, and then Final Boss probably fifth. But that's my top five coming in right here, and. Other than that, it's just too hard to predict. I don't even think you could pick out of the top five because you don't know what's going to happen. Usually, I think the top five is going to stay the same mostly all year, if not the top four from here on out. That's just how I think it'll go. We both have different conflicting views. Brent thinks Macchio will win single-handedly, and I think Triggers Down is going to try to get Macchio down together as a team. That is your MLG update from Podtacular. And I'll just say thanks, Brent, for sitting down with us.
You're welcome. I love being here.
I can't wait to have you on next week. You know, we might even do some, maybe next week, we'll do some live commentary for you guys. E3 is going on this week. And for those of you who don't know, we will be having a special E3 update before the actual next episode, after this one, before the next one. And maybe we'll do some MLG commentating for that show, and we'll have a game. What do you think, Brent? Would you like to do that?
I would love to do that. Just watch Walshy, like, sit in front of Macchio. You know, Instinct versus Final Boss. See what goes down.
If there is an Instinct versus Final Boss match, we will...
I will be disappointed.
We will be sure to get you guys that with Brent and G. Lewis bringing you the highlights and play-by-play coverage of the series. So tune in to the next show. We can't guarantee, but we will try our darndest to do that. Do so.
Oh.
But anyway, this is your MLG update on Podtacular, and it's G. Lewis signing out, sending back over the dust storm.
Welcome back, and thank you, G. Lewis. Oh, you're welcome for that great update. It was quite wonderful and stupendous, and I think that you are the best host to ever do the MLG update with G. Lewis. And just wanted to let you know that. But anyway, thanks, everybody. You got any tips or anything you want to send in for MLG specifically, I'll read it off from the MLG update for next week's show, and I'll keep you guys informed. What's going on? We got Columbus coming up, so stay tuned for that.
And where can they send those in to?
GLewis at gmail.com. Actually, it's glewis202 at gmail.com. I'm sorry. Or if you want to hit it on the big green button with Duststorm's approval, we'll sort through them. Would that be okay?
Yep.
Yeah. Or through the big green button. So either glewis202 at gmail.com. Maybe we can get a MLG update at podtackler.com going email address. But for now on, either email me or use the big green button and just, you know, make sure that we know it's MLG for future notice.
Put MLG in the title. It would be very helpful.
If you could. And it's M, capital L, capital G, not like M-E-L-L-G-E-E.
Or just regular MLG, lowercase will work too.
Or Major League Gaming will work, but just do it so that we know what you're talking about. It'll be like Pro XBR, BXB tip, times 6 infinity from Painkiller. I know we won't. Anyway, we're going to go on to the orbital tips we got going here now.
Yes.
Yes, orbital. Nice map. I haven't played it, so I can't. I mean, I haven't played that much.
Johnny, so, have you played it?
Lots, yes, very much.
How do you like it?
Opposite.
I like Orbital. I really do.
Cool.
What do you think?
What do you like about it? Do you like
what game types fit? You think?
Yeah, I was about to ask that too.
Yeah, exactly. I really like multi-flag on it. I think that's a really great game type. But we've played everything from we actually loaded up the MLG CTF game type on there, like from. MLG Narrows, where your flag has to be at home, you know, to score.
Uh-huh.
And that was a nail biter of a game, and I tell you what, that gameplay really worked out pretty well on there.
Really?
Yeah. I recommend trying that for anybody who hasn't tried that yet.
Maybe we'll try it out and we'll put in next week's MLG update. We'll let you guys know how it goes.
Yeah, just something different, you know. But yeah, flag, bomb, Slayer, SWAT, I think they'll work out pretty well.
Cool. Yeah, SWAT would seem like an interesting one on that map, since it's long hallways.
Yeah.
Long, dark hallways. What do you think, Duststorm? What do you think?
I don't know. I haven't played too many objective game types on it. I've played a lot of Slayer, Team Mythic, and it seems... I know, it works really well for Slayer. You have a lot of... It seems like it's more close quarters encounters than long hallways, because if you have the long hallways, it's usually frags. And I've played a lot of team, so as far as that goes, it seems like you're traveling in a team and you're not really encountering far down the hall. You're kind of merging in one enclosed location. So I don't know. I haven't played much objective, but other than that, the team Slayer aspect of it seems really good.
That's good. That's good. Let's go on to our first submission. From Big Goobafish, he writes in HiPodTackler, it's the Big Goobafish sending in my online tips for Orbital. When playing Slayer, you should always try to get to the sniper, as this map has lots of long corridors, as mentioned by Dusty. Maulers can also be useful, and they are easy to find. Try to get to the rocket lawn chair first for reasons that we all know. When playing Assault, there must be at least one person accompanying the bomb carrier at all times to help clear out the path to the enemy base. It's very easy for the bomb carrier to sneak around the map. This map, so use this to your advantage. That's about all I have for now. Keep on fragging trucks, driving monkeys that spew fart juice all over Dusty's watch while they frag Fumo's phone bike. When Fumo frags the midgets that eat mini hamburgers that were made using crypto spatula. Big Gooba Fish signing out. That's a weird fragment of the truck. That's a weird one. We should do like an anniversary episode. We should do like submission for the best fragment of the truck.
No, there's a thread dedicated for it.
Oh, they're all okay. All right. Well, I guess
there's a thread in the forums. It's a big community project right now, generating the longest and best keep on fragging trucks saying, and I have a feeling it's going to be about half a page long.
Well, once we're finished, we'll be glad to read that off.
Yeah.
That'll be an entire episode.
And everyone will be asking, like, what does this mean? It's like, oh, great, here we go again. We could have an intern just go through and research all that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, for an intern. Yeah, we're going to be...
Intern, get on
details,
it.
Details about that at the end of the show.
Yeah. At the end, though.
Yeah.
Moving on to our next submission, Players Layers X. He says, hey guys, this is my first submission. I have been listening to the show for a while now and decided to submit.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. My tips are for Orbital, and it may appear obvious to some of you. Firstly, in Capture the Flag games, as defenders, use the gappy hallway thing to camp the flag. Just crouch there with a mauler or some stickies. By now, though, some players have got used to it and will throw grenades, so stand back, then run in. Secondly, this may seem obvious too. On the stairs are gaps on the walls. Find out where the enemies are coming from and crouch in the corner for some assassinations. I've gotten used to this and have got to the habit of looking left and right before I go up. Final tip, at the start of the game, and every time you respawn, go straight for the stickies on the right side of the spawning hallway. You can get a lot of kills on the mongoose. Note, plural of mongoose is mongoose. And...
Yes, that's correct. Another grammar lesson. the Podtech or grammar slash Halo podcast.
Defend your team for the usual ghost splatter spree. This can also get you kills from the grave achievement, and this is good sticking practice. Keep on fragging trucks.
Yes. Nice. Short and sweet.
That was a good submission.
It's all right.
Very nice.
Definitely.
Johnny, I think you're next.
Next up, FunnyBoy78. Hey, it's FunnyBoy78 with my tips for Orbital. This is awesome already. The key is that once the game starts, don't die. Nice. I hope this helps everyone, especially you, G. Lewis.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Feedback on how it works out. Keep on fragging plasma.
Well, I actually read through this before you sent this, and I tested it out, and it works quite well, especially when you have a special assault rifle or a sniper in hand. I would recommend it to anybody. And thanks for the tip, FunnyBoy78. I greatly appreciate it.
I'm going to have to try that one.
Anyway, we got next one here from WhiteLie_1. And he writes in, on Orbital, it is good if two people rush the sniper and two people rush the rockets. You want the person with the bubble shield to lay it down the corner before the rocket so you can retreat there if you need to. Also, if you are dominating the game, camp behind the crates and pop out when the other team passes by for an easy kill. Shout outs to the hosts and all the people who go to the Godtacular Bible Study Group.
Cool.
Shout out. Shout out. I don't know what his gamer tag is. That he wrote WhiteLie_1, and then he wrote WhiteLie_1. So
it's some variant of white light.
Yeah, white light. Oh, it's light. I said lie.
White lie.
I was reading it wrong.
Uh oh.
Uh oh. SpaghettiOs.
All right, so the next one. Wow, I'm an idiot.
He writes in a lot.
Yeah, he does.
He says the first thing you need to know is that the regenerator spawns on top and the bubble spawns on bottom. Don't bother with the mongooses. That should be mongoose for you guys taking the grammar test next week. They're worthless, and you're going to get BR'd out of your seat. The power drain spawns in a sniper hall. This is very useful, especially when you're playing nubs. And don't back out of the stairs. Get rockets, capital letters, before the other team. You can get the sniper later.
Okay, so he's saying go for rocks, forget the snipe.
Seems to be, we got some opposing view here.
Yeah, I think Duststorm said the same thing, though, didn't you?
I don't know, I go for rockets first, just because I'm better with rockets than I am with the sniper. I think it's important, if you're doing team, to split up and have two people go for a sniper and two people go for rockets. That's probably what everyone's going to do, or something like to that extent. I don't know, for free-for-all, I think it would be better if you had a sniper-BR combo, because if you come up with someone against a long down a long hallway, it's easier to snipe them off than use a rocket, because you can dodge a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, I think teams, they're both equally as important. It just depends on who's good with what weapon. And then for free-for-all, the sniper may be a little more important.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. I got
Sounds
you.
Sounds good.
I got you. Right, next
that's my view.
Got it. That's your view. That's the view from the best host of Podtacular history. Some people, Duststorm. Gamer tag is Duststorm 051. Send him a message for some tips.
Okay, we're going to do one last one here before we start to wrap things up. This comes from Dragon635. He says, hey, Podtacular, it's Dragon635, and this is my second submission, and I'm going to talk about the new map, Orbital. To be creative, I will not use the letters A or E in the submission. If you can't read a word, feel free to skip it, but I will use it in common words such as one, the, as, and etc., etc. Crypto, if you're reading this, change, or it will be a punful post. Orbital is one of the best maps for matchmaking in Mythic. It is best with game types such as Assault and Capture the Flag.
Capture the Flag. Capture the Flag.
Capture the Flag. Important weapons, Sniper Rifle 1, Rocket Launcher 1, Maulers 2, and 6 Battle Rifles.
Special Assault Rifle,
sorry. Now on for tips. Orbital has two paths, which makes it perfect for objective game types. On the top level of the connectors of the two paths, there is a rocket launcher spawn. On the lower level, there is a sniper rifle spawn to counter the rocket launcher. Battle rifles, or special assault rifles, are commonly spotted throughout the map. Mongoose are at the base to make transport easier. I personally like to back up to a wall and snipe noobs to death. However, always look behind you because this flanking is really easy on this map. A good strategy would be to spread out a nicely.
Put an E in there.
Yeah, he did.
It's almost perfect. You put it in place too.
And grenade. He has an A.
Oh boy.
And Takey has it. Hey, he's losing his touch.
E and necessary. He's losing it.
He's losing it. A nicely placed grenade could take out a whole squad if you group. BRs, or special assault rifles, are completely necessary because this map is a long-range map. Thanks for all the tips. Or that's all. That's all the tips. Sorry, not thanks. Wow. There's no NRK in there. That's all the tips. Keep on fragging advertising companies that call my cell phone and call into Chucky, and also noobs who shout veto at every game that isn't Slayer. Shout-outs to the Podtacular crew and staff, Captain Crunk, no offense to Chucky, and all my other Xbox homie gangstas. Thanks for reading. What?
All right, guys, and that looks like it's going to be it for Orbital today.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So he says long range. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Objective game types, I guess it might be long range, or one-sided objective would make sense.
That was weird, his submission.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the weirder ones with the spelling, at least. That was definitely different. We should make a post. You should post the next episode like that.
I'm not going through removing vowels. That will make it so hard to read. I am not volunteering for that.
I guess we're gonna touch on the intern subject. You think it'll be good to do right now, Dusty?
Sure.
Right now, we we haven't exactly finalized 100% complete, but you guys might know either by this the time the show is out or a little bit afterwards.
Yeah, what we're looking at doing, we're not exactly sure, but I think what it's going to be is kind of a little play thing. And what we're going to do is basically have people submit fake resumes or something, kind of like what your level is in Halo, how long you've been playing Halo, how long you've been listening to the podcast, why you would be a good intern, stuff like that.
How good of sandwiches you were making.
What kind of sandwich you would make for G. Lewis.
Yes.
That kind of stuff. And then with those submissions, I think this will be weekly or biweekly? Is that the deal, Lewis?
We'll do it every episode. Yeah, we'll be doing different projects. We'll be teaching you guys on how to do, become a podcaster. Because you know, there's a lot of everybody who's anybody's got a podcast nowadays. There's so many, but most people, you know, you listen to them. Say most of them are all right. Some are okay, but we need to help the people. Get some better podcasts out there. So we're hoping maybe we can teach some people, you know, maybe get them on the board or get them on the ball rolling to get their own podcast, teach them about RSS feeds, how to host, how to read, how to not mumble their words when they're talking. What people are looking for. So just be excited if you would like to do that. But this week we will have that out.
Yeah. So these are my views on that, and Julius hasn't necessarily yet said yes or no to this, but we'll probably choose one person a week. Julius will probably interview him, and we'll put a little segment on the show that's maybe 5 to 10 minutes long. Interviewers will be at the expense of Julius and time that he will put into it. And then, I don't know, this is something I recommended was that he give the intern of the week a topic to do a podcast on, like 5 or 10 minutes, and that we would put it on the forums or the site or something like that.
Yep.
So those are my ideas. He hasn't said yes or no to them, so we're still working it out, but probably by the time this podcast comes out or very close to it, we will have stuff up about
the finalized details.
Yes. Johnny, what do you think of this idea?
I think it sounds like a lot of fun. I think you guys are going to get some interesting submissions there. Perhaps some resumes without vowels, if I can foresee into the future.
Yes, and a lot of frag in the trucks. We might do a best frag in the truck with sound clips and everything added into it. Little thing.
So I keep on fragging grenade trucks truck sound.
We might do that for a week of submissions. You never know. We might do that. So you guys, just look forward to that.
Yep.
Anyway.
We'll wrap things up. Send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show using the big green button.
Follow us on Twitter. I said it.
Just note that you don't have to wait for the invitation. You can send all your stuff in anytime. All your multiplayer tips, your customs, your tales, call-ins, you can do it anytime.
Interns will be watching over it.
If it's not the correct week, we just archive it until the next corresponding show comes up, and then we just bring it up on that show. So feel free to submit anytime you want. Like if there's a interesting tale that you just had on a game and you don't want to forget it, you can call it in or send it in, stuff like that. So it's always open. It's not restricted to certain weeks. So just keep that in mind.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That is 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo related message. We play these back regularly on the Tales and,
Wow.
On the Foxhole show. I'm reading back. I can't read today. It's weird. I'm turning into crypto. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Fox Ho. Holy shit. Can't talk, man. I don't know what it is today. We're going to the weather, I guess.
So. It's the ghost of crypto.
Crypto's past.
Be sure to check out the Tacular web www.podtacular.com. While you're there, check out their forums. There's always events, projects, ways for you guys to make friends and play Halo, as well as many other games with cool people. Some of the things you get involved in with the community are the Halo 3 recreational and pro clans, the PC rec clan, community-led events, and much more.
Much, much more. Much,
and you want to give out your website?
Yeah, absolutely. Older gamers, 25 years and older, visit www.tooldplay.com for interest in any game, not just Halo.
I'm only 20. So, five more years. I will, the day I turn 25, will be the first thing I do. That's a promise.
Perfect.
I'll probably be doing something similar to that as well.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on our website, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without any of you guys.
Sweet. Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB Show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and Destructoid. Sweet.
Some good shows in there, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, some that I'm going to start listening to, hopefully.
Yeah. After I told Dustin.
Yeah. He's like, you better start listening to these. I'm like, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Keeping them straight. Keeping them aligned.
Yeah, he's helping me with racking up my skill level there, and I figured I might as well return the favor somehow.
Oh, okay.
No, it's all cool.
Dude, Duststorm played good. I don't know if you guys heard about the story, or if you might hear it by the time this is out, but Duststorm played well last night in MLG. We got him from a 3 to a 10, I believe?
9. We didn't get the 10.
Oh, we didn't get the 10. We went 3 to a 9 in about 4 or 5 games. It was pretty intense.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm not as good with my aiming as most other MLG people are, but I did okay.
One game, you went like positive 17 one game, didn't you? I think so.
I went positive 12 one game.
12, that's what it was. Yeah, he did pretty well.
Yeah, so. Anyway, next week's show, we still haven't heard anything from Lance yet on his new headset. That's kind of what we're waiting on. So, tentatively, right now, the next show is going to be Customs and Creations. So, send in your custom maps. Last time we did Mythic Specific. This time we're opening it back up to all maps. I know I have a couple to send in, so I will be sending a couple of those in.
Should we talk about
Halo Wars?
Halo News?
Halo News.
Should we...
Let's keep that a surprise.
Drop the bombs? No?
Okay. Let's keep that a surprise. We'll wait until... We'll get the teaser out, and then we'll talk about it on the next episode.
Okay. How about that?
Does that sound good? Unless you want to say something.
A lot of stuff going on at Podtacular, people. Better stay in your seats. Stay tuned. Don't change your dial. More coming soon.
Sweet. Well, we want to thank Johnny12 Gage again for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Shout-outs. Shout-outs to Chucky for arranging our guests every week.
He does
a very good job of finding members in other communities that we're actually friends of and getting guests on. So many shout outs to him. He doesn't get nearly the credit he deserves. So if you have a chance, drop him a line and say thanks for all the guest hosts.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to...
I want to give a shout out if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Give a shout out to Duststorm for really trying to up his game last night in some MLG, and he did quite a good job of his good point.
Well, shout thanks
to my good friend and colleague Dustin Pettigrew
and his Lee and Joe Lewis's roommate.
That was a funny night. That was a good night.
Johnny, you have any shout outs?
Shout out
on the shouting spree.
Yeah. Tooldplay.com. Of course, website for the older gamer and our clan tool to play Halo, and all of our awesome clan members are going to try to make this charity drive one for the books this year.
Just remember, it's two as the letter. It's two, like the letter two.
The number, number two. Number, number yeah, two.
I mean, just one. There's just, it's not T-W-O, it's just two.
Yeah, the number two.
The number two. No letters.
No letters.
Old. Too old to play.
And both the twos are just a number. Just
yes, both twos. Doctor. And there are vowels in there.
Yes.
Don't mistake, don't leave out the A if you can.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going to end up. You do that.
Google will probably say, did you mean too old to play? Probably.
It may not be safe for work.
And they're not responsible for what happens if you cannot enter the web address correctly.
If you too old to play, not responsible for misspelling it and misgrammar use.
Very nice. Well, everyone, again, thanks for tuning in. And unless anyone has anything else to say, I am Duststorm.
I am Jesus, hostess with the mostess.
And your guest host, Johnny Colton.
Sweet. See y'all next week.
Adios. Keep on fragging those trucks. And folding bikes. And midgets. And watches. Indian call center people.
There's only one thing left to say.
I turned it the wrong way. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. I'm adjusting the mic sound, and I turned it down and not up.
I'll just have to go back and redo all this.
Nice.
It was getting there, and then I just decided to mess up. I was like, oh.
There's a Gamer Girl Pro Showcase on MLB. He's kind of low.
Oh, how about now? A little closer?
Closer, or you turn the volume on your computer? Something like that. Crank it up!
I need a better mic. Mine's fuzzy, isn't it? Mine's free from Microsoft.
Free from Microsoft?
Crappy one.
Yeah.
Lucky.
See, is this loud enough, or do I need to turn on the boost? What about this?
Whoa, too loud. Too loud.
No boost.
You know, I'm tempted to have a show where, you know how like every, all the time in the voicemails we get that credit union crap?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm tempted to call him back during one of the episodes and just like record it and be like, yeah, you know you're calling an unintended voicemail box, right?
You should do it in like in a Master Chief accent. No, you should use
sorry.
A soundboard.
Sorry.
Use a soundboard.
Oh, the soundboard would be awesome.
Do a soundboard of Master Chief. That would be pretty fun. Give me a weapon. Sir, are you calling about your credit card approval rating today? This is John 117 calling in from the unidentified. I don't remember what he said at the end of Halo 2, you know what I'm saying?
Master Chief, you mind telling me what you're doing on this ship?
Sir, finishing this fight.
Sir, what are you talking about finishing this? Sir, would you like to? Would you be interested in applying for a credit card today? Say something funny, like we'll see something else he says.
We need a grunt voice. Grunt.
Whenever he speaks, does he always mention me? You know, something like that.
You count it, yeah. Or what?
Like the food nipple one.
It was.
Hey, demon! The drinks start calling, and they're all out of you!
sniper tonight, she said, but I can't work in fast food all my life.
This week on the GamerCast Network. Giveaways galore in episode 144 of the video game show. In episode 31 of Sarcastic Gamer Pink, the ladies discuss everything from UFC 2009 to racism in the new Fable 2 DLC. This week's Retro Force Go is all about platformers, and man, there was a lot to talk about. Super Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong Country, Mega Man, Sonic the Hedgehog, Wonder Boy, Clona. There is almost too many dimensions. Why do we love them? Which ones are the best? Jump into one of our favorite episodes yet. Check out this week's post-game report for a special episode featuring Paris from Uncle Gamer Radio. They discuss the world of podcasting and the grueling life of being a host. Discover the community that gives you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.